Síochána Ombudsman Commission formally begins its investigation today into the suspected disclosure of confidential Garda information in relation to the Minister for Agriculture, Barry Cowan. Yesterday, the Minister issued a statement saying he did not evade or attempt to evade a Garda on the day he was found to be drink driving in September of 2016. He says a Sunday Times article yesterday refers to an incorrect Garda record dealing with the incident, and he says the disclosure was designed to cause him maximum personal and political harm. Well, the Minister for Agriculture was in County Leitrim this morning, where he spoke to our Midlands correspondent, Ciarán Mullooly.
You're back in the media today. Were you, as the Sunday Times claimed at the weekend, were you actually pursued by a guard at that checkpoint?
I'd rather say nothing about the issue. I think there's been enough said in relation to it, and under advice, I'll not be making any further comment on the matter.
Has the Taoiseach spoken to you about this issue?
As I said to you, I'll be saying nothing else on that matter. There's an article appeared in the paper yesterday. You've seen, under legal advice, I've been advised not to comment any further on the matter.
Do you agree it's a distraction for the government, though? Forget about the incident for a moment. Is it a distraction for the government, Minister?
I have apologised on numerous occasions. I've been very sincere and honest in anything I've had to say about the matter. In relation to that article that was published yesterday, I had issues with it, as I said, and I've been advised to say no more on the matter. There's an investigation underway.
Minister for Agriculture Barry Cowan telling Ciarán Mullooly he's advised to say no more on this matter now. The Garda Síochána Ombudsman Commission investigating from this week. Let's talk to our political correspondent Micheál Lehane. And Micheál, the minister himself not commenting, but there has been comment elsewhere in political circles.
There has been comment elsewhere and calls again on the Agriculture Minister to make a further dull statement on the entire issue this week. He did, of course, last week, where he apologised for what he said was a stupid mistake in 2016. Paul Murphy, the Rice TD, saying he has to make another statement, and this time he has to face questions in the chamber. Already in the last 24 hours, Sinn Féin have backed that call, as have the Social Democrats. But I suppose probably of even more critical importance to the Agriculture Minister and to the government is what the Green Party has to say about this. Catherine Martin, the deputy leader of that party, this morning saying that more clarity was needed and more questions have now arisen. But where exactly is that clarity to come from? Well, that's not entirely clear yet. And you'd expect to hear more possibly after today's cabinet meeting, perhaps from the Green Party on that. That could be the next key question. Also, this lunchtime, as things stand, a spokesperson for the Taoiseach unable to confirm if the Taoiseach was aware of this particular allegation last week of this point relating to the Garda checkpoint. And I suppose that's important too, because arising from a conversation between the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar said last week that he was assured there wouldn't be any further new news or surprises arising from this. So I think that's probably where things stand. You could say, given that the Agriculture Minister is looking to have what he believes and what he insists is an incorrect Garda record corrected using the Data Protection Act, that there is a process in train, as well as what's happening as a result of what GSOC are doing. For those reasons, you could see in the Dáil over the next few days from the government side a view expressed that until these particular processes are complete, well, then perhaps no further action can be taken. That could be what you'd hear. But whether that would be sufficient enough from the opposition to draw a line under this controversy, well, I think that's unlikely.
Well, Barry Cowan will be meeting with his cabinet colleagues for that cabinet meeting this afternoon. It's presumably got plenty on the agenda. The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, he will be bringing a Brexit memo.
There is a Brexit memo going to Cabinet, and it's going to talk about a few things. One is the slow enough progress that has been made in trade talks between the UK and the EU. And it's going to look at two scenarios, the possibility of a limited trade deal that would include fisheries, or else a Brexit without any trade deal. It's also, as I understand it, going to talk about gaps that still exist between the political declaration and what is happening in those talks. So again, you see the ramping up of efforts to prepare for the possibility of a no deal, no trade deal Brexit.